Well, last week we started talking about Pentecost, so this is our second talk on Pentecost and our final one. So I'll do a quick recap of what we said last week. I personally thought the Word of God last week was amazing and it was really powerful, so if you weren't able to hear Pentecost 1, it is on the website. So last week we said Pentecost was when God sent His Spirit on all flesh, male, female, old, young, everybody. And tongues of fire appeared on his followers' heads, and they all began to speak in a new tongue that was given by God. We said last week, tongues is God working for us so we can rest from working things out for ourselves. So when you come to the end of yourself, in fact, don't wait till you get to the end of yourself. Just go straight into tongues straight away, and God will give you the idea and the solution quicker than you ever believed possible. We said God's power was released at Pentecost, and we have the same power as Jesus on the inside of us. It was that Greek word dunamis, which means dynamite. And God gave Jesus dunamis, dynamite power, but He's given us the same power by His Holy Spirit. I brought the revelation that if you want a new life, you need to try speaking a new language. Okay, speak in tongues because our lives will be changed. So today, we're just going to follow on from all of that from last week. The day of Pentecost changed the lives of the followers of Jesus forever. They were never the same again. Remember Peter and how fearful he was when he was following Jesus and the soldiers after the Garden of Gethsemane. Peter denied Jesus three times. He was so frightened that he would be on the cross beside Jesus, you know, that he's going to get thrown in jail with him. But once he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter the fearful became Peter the fearless, preaching to thousands that day. He spoke under the power of the Holy Spirit, and 3,000 people were saved. An amazing day. 3,000 people came to the Lord that day. So here's my first question. Do we want our life to change? Do we want things to be different in certain areas of our lives? Well, if we want different results, we need to experience Pentecost for ourselves. We need to have that on the inside of us. Stop doing things in our own strength and start releasing the power of God through speaking in tongues. That's the sort of first port of call. Obviously, speaking His word as well, but through speaking in tongues is what we're talking about. And God's strength will be released into our situation. So here's my first revelation. When we release the power of God in tongues, we are releasing Pentecost. Wow! Look what happened that day. 3,000 got saved. We're releasing Pentecost when we release tongues. Forget about what the doctors have said. Forget about the attack of the enemy and everything else. We need to declare what God has done. We talked about that today, about receiving what God has done. Well, there's no point in being in the inside and we're not using it. Okay, so we need to release Pentecost. And things have to change, just like Peter. We will never be the same again. I challenge all of us, myself included, to speak in tongues every day for the month of June. Okay, we're just at the beginning of June. Let's do it every day. Do it when you're driving the car. Do it in the shower. Do it when you're walking the dog. If you've not got a dog, grab somebody else's dog. Walk their dog, you know. But do it for about half an hour a day and come back to me on the 1st of August and tell me how your life has changed. Jackie and I are on a challenge of no sugar for the month of June. That's what we're going to do. No sugar for the month of June. Anyone can join us if they want to, right? Okay, the front row, we're all here. No sugar for the month of June. Let's do Pentecost for the month of June. And we'll get together on the 1st of August and we'll be skinny malinkies, okay? And we'll be worshipping our socks off before God. If we want something to change, we need to do something about it. Last week I asked, when did we last speak in tongues? Because perhaps that is the answer to our problem. If we want to see God's power, we must release God's power. Obviously, we release it through speaking His word. Obviously, we can release it through speaking in English. But by speaking in tongues, we're releasing Pentecost. We're releasing what Peter and the gang had. You know, we can have that too. It's something that we need to make an effort to do and do it on purpose. You know, having tongues but not using them is like having a powerful car sitting in the drive, but all we do is wash it or dust it. We know it's there, but we never use it. It's a complete waste of power if we're not using it, a complete waste. I can tell you right now, if you all want to club together and buy me a Ferrari, I will use it. Or buy me a Porsche, I will use it. It will not sit in the drive. I love cars. I love cars. I love vintage cars and all the quirkiness of the old vintage cars. I remember seeing an old, I used to have an old Beetle with the chrome bumper all around it, and went to this rally where there's all these old Beetles. And this was like a World War II Beetle. It didn't even have one big windscreen in the back. It had two little windows. And to indicate, you pressed a button and a lever flipped up at the side. That's how the car indicated, or it flipped up at the left side like this, you know. I love all the quirkiness. I love, if you want to buy me a vintage car, that's fine as well. I love vintage cars. I've been to a few vintage car rallies, and I love expensive cars. It would not sit in the driveway. We have got something so amazing from God, and it's sitting in the driveway, and we're not using it. It's a bit like having riches in the bank, but never spending it, and not knowing you've got it. I remember one year we were on holiday in Rome, and it was January, so it was winter time for them. It was still warm for us. Every day, coming from our little Airbnb place, we walked down the street. It headed towards the Colosseum. Every day we passed this little shop. Every day we passed the same tent on the pavement. Just a tiny little tent on the actual concrete pavement, a little bit of cardboard outside, and a pair of plastic shoes. Big man's shoes, but plastic. So a man, I am assuming, was sleeping in the tent. And that was his home. So he was basically homeless. You could sleep out in a tent in January in Rome, maybe not in Scotland, you know. So we passed his tent every day, never saw the person, just he was trying to keep his wee tent clean by leaving his shoes outside. So it was a well-kept tent. What if that man had €1 million in the bank and never used it or didn't know he had it? What a waste would that be? Sleeping in a tent with no bathroom, no shower, nothing, just sleeping there on the pavement, acting like a pauper when he wasn't one. Could I just say, in the spirit realm, sometimes we act like paupers and we are not. Sometimes we're sleeping in a tent when God has a room for his children in a palace. We are children of the King. We have a royal family. A royal father, and we're acting like paupers when we are not. We sometimes are poor and needy, and we've got our bowl and our sign, hungry and homeless, when we are children of the King, and we are filled with the power of Pentecost. We are filled with the raising from the dead power of Almighty God on the inside of us. But we don't know it, and we're not using it. Not using tongues is like being all dressed up with nowhere to go. We come down in our best ball gown and we put on little shiny bits in our hair and we're all fancy. We've got the false eyelashes on, you know. We can hardly lift our eyelids up. We've got all this on and we've got nowhere to go. What's for tea tonight, honey? Egg and chips. Not taking you anywhere. Okay, we've got nowhere to go, but we're all dressed up. So here's my revelation. Not using tongues means we're clothed in power but going nowhere. I don't want to be clothed in power but going nowhere. I've been trying to make an effort to speak in tongues. Imagine if King Charles got up in the morning, he came downstairs, he put on the crown, massive big crown with all the diamonds and sapphires and emeralds and everything in it. He put on his royal robes, you know, whether they're red or purple or with all the white fur around the collar. And he's got all this gear on and his best suit and all the rest of it. And he sits down to watch TV. That would be a complete waste. Imagine the effort it takes to put all that paraphernalia on. It's a complete waste of effort. It's a waste of riches. And it's a waste of power. Because he's got power. Maybe not as much as kings used to have, and Henry VIII had more power than he could cope with, but he's still got power. He can still persuade people to do things. You know, he can say, I'm going to support this charity, and all of a sudden that charity's got money in it. What a complete waste But sometimes we are guilty of the same waste of power. God's power lives in us, but we have to release it in tongues. Because it will not, we remain quiet, and that is a waste of power. Isaiah 43, verse 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Who wants a new thing? Anybody here want a new thing in your life? Something new to happen? Yeah, we want a new thing. I want a new thing. Well, here's good news. God's doing a new thing. Do we perceive it? Are we releasing it? Can we see what God wants to do? Do we believe he can make a way in our wilderness and do a new thing for us? This says he can make streams flow in the desert. But how? How do you make streams flow in the desert? Say, Sandra, tell me how I can do this. Well, I'm just about to. Okay? John 7, verse 38. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's how you make streams in a desert. You let it flow out. And that verse in John 7, 38 is talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's meant to flow out of our belly with rivers of living water. How do you let it flow? You speak it out in tongues. That's how you let it flow. That's enough water to fill any desert. And also, it's not just river singular, it's rivers plural. It's more power than you and I can handle in a lifetime. And it's in us. It's in our belly. But we need to let it flow. So there's enough water there to fill any desert and transform any wilderness. In the Northern Territory in Australia, there's a river called the Todd River. I have walked on the Todd River. Yes, folks, I did not walk on water. That sounds better than it is. But if you go there in dry season, the Todd River is just, there's nothing. It's bone dry. And it's that red soil like Ayers Rock. So it's red everywhere, red soil, red sandy soil, and you can walk on the river because there's not even a puddle in it. It's absolutely bone dry if they're having a dry season. But when the rains come, you can't walk on that river. It's flooding through because the rains have come, and there's rivers of life because it brings life. God has living water that brings life too, and it's his Holy Spirit. And it's on the inside of us, but we need to release it. God's Holy Spirit wants to flow and bring life to our dry lives, to the dry season that we might be having. If we've got a dry, barren area in our life, the answer is the Holy Spirit. The answer is to speak in tongues until life begins to flow. Having the Holy Spirit is like having a secret weapon on the inside of us. It's a weapon that will take us higher and further than we ever dreamed possible. And it wants to flow out of us like streams of living water that bring life. So here's my next revelation. God wants to flow in our deadness, and tongues is how his power flows. He wants to flow in our deadness, and tongues releases the power to do that. Tongues lets God do a new thing. So do we perceive it, and are we releasing it? Are we releasing it? We just need to be aware of what's in us and how we can change the atmosphere in a room, how we can change the atmosphere in our circumstances. Now, what if God wants to do a new thing, but we're not ready for it? We want the new thing, but we're not prepared. You know, a farmer doesn't sow seeds without preparing the ground. Fallow ground is land that's not been planted. It's been left vacant for a time. And you see the weeds coming up, maybe the odd bit of old crop that was there the year before, a little bit of wheat growing, a little bit of rapeseed, and there's lots of thistles and weeds in that fallow ground. No crops are growing there. It's not producing anything new. Nothing new, because there's no preparation. Our lives can be like fallow ground. Nothing's planted and nothing's growing. We're just ticking over, we're just surviving, but there's no sign of anything new. Because we're not perceiving it, and we're not speaking it. Speaking in tongues prepares the ground. It prepares you for the new thing that you want. And we need to speak out, thank you, Father, I am going to receive this. I can see it coming towards me in the spirit realm. I remember once, a few years ago, I was speaking at a meeting, and this woman came forward for prayer. And she said, I know I've had things like depression and rejection and all of that in my life, but she said, I've spent the last 10 years weeding these things out of my life, just giving them to God and take away that depression, take away the rejection. She spent 10 years and she looked miserable. She was so sad looking. And she said, I'm not any happier. I said, okay, let's pray. So the first thing I always do, prayed in tongues for maybe 20 seconds, that's all. Just started to pray in tongues and boom, God gave me a picture for her straight away. And I saw her standing beside her garden. And it was this lovely big square garden in front of her. And I can remember my dad preparing the ground in the garden, getting rid of the rocks and breaking up, using his rake to, you pound the ground with the rake to break up the big clumps of soil, you know, and you break it up. And then the soil would be like powder. And my dad would put planks of wood down so he walked on the wood and didn't walk on the garden. And he had his stick that he put down and made the hole and planted all the seeds and everything. Well, this woman's garden, I could see it. I thought, my dad's been there, you know. It was like sieved flour. It was just perfect. She had done an amazing job in preparing her ground. But what God showed me about this woman's life and about the ground that she had prepared, there was still nothing growing in it because she hadn't planted anything. She'd recognized all the things that were wrong with her. I need to get rid of that, and I need to get rid of that, and I need to get rid of that. So she'd got rid of all the negatives. She hadn't spoken a single positive thing about herself. She hadn't said, I'm beautiful, I am loved by God, I'm accepted by God. So all I had to say to her is, you need to go and plant some good things. You've done a marvelous job of getting all the negatives out, but you need to expect a new thing. You need to speak life. You need to speak out what you want to see. You know, I am loved, I'm accepted, I am rich. The power of God lives in me. So you need to start speaking out. And she hadn't spoken anything positive over her life. Question, have you? Have you started to speak something positive over your life? Or are you still going through our heads what someone said when we were 10, when we were 20, when we were 30, to go through a few decades here, when we were 40, when we were 50 or 60, are we still listening to the negatives that someone else is trying to plant in our life? Or are we going, I refuse that in Jesus' name. God loves me. He's got a plan for me, and the Bible tells me it's to prosper me and not to harm me. I'm going to be a happy bunny with God. I'm just sticking with God. This woman hadn't spoken anything positive. So here is my revelation from that. Seeds are choked by negative words, so absolutely we need to get rid of the negatives. But an empty field won't produce a harvest. It just won't. So if you're not saying anything nice about yourself, there's nothing nice to grow. Don't wait on someone else saying it. You can wait till the cows come home. Okay? Say something nice about yourself. Yes, we need to stop the negative words, but we also need to start speaking positively. And if we're just speaking positively all the time, there won't be room for the negatives. I don't know about you, but I don't want a fallow life. I want rivers of living water. I want the new thing that God's got for me. I want a way through the desert. So here's a prophetic word for someone. It's time to break up the fallow ground and let the river flow. Plant those seeds. Water it by speaking in tongues and let God's river flow. Speaking in tongues prepares the ground for what God wants to do. And speaking in tongues prepares us for what God wants to do. Because tongues breaks up the fallow ground and saturates it with rivers of life. When the Holy Spirit flows, new things start to grow in us. Tongues plants the new seeds that God wants to grow in our lives. So are we preparing the ground for the new thing? Are we speaking in tongues? You know, speaking in tongues isn't just a spiritual checklist. Water baptized, check. Baptized in the Holy Spirit, check. Speaking tongues, check, yes. Sometimes I'll ask people and say, well, yeah, I did that 10 years ago, but I don't use them now. It's not something that we just check off. It's living. It's a river of flowing, living water, and we need to let it flow. We need to use it. It's not a checklist. It's a powerful weapon of God that must be used. So are we using it? It would be sad to get to heaven and realize we had a new thing and more. If only we'd released the living water on the fallow ground by speaking in tongues. I don't want to get to heaven and find out God had given me things I didn't use. Weapons that I had no use for. Things I didn't value. Things I didn't let him use in my life. Not using tongues is a bit like getting a gift for Christmas, but never taking it out of the box. Never using it. You'd never know what the gift was, and how sad would that be? You know, children don't leave Christmas presents in the box. In fact, they play with the box more sometimes, but they do open the box, you know. They rip it out. Folks, God has gifts for us, but we are not opening the box. We're not using it as much as we could. So I want to finish with some facts about tongues. Here are some facts about tongues. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. That word edifies means builds up. So speaking in tongues builds us up. Not someone else. It's all about us. It's all for me. Your tongues is all for you. So it's like a bit like going to the spiritual gym with Arnold or Stallone, and you're there pumping iron spiritually. It builds us up. I was talking about this with Neil through the week, and he got a wee revelation, so I'll give him the credit for it. He says, Sandra, speaking in tongues is the only gift just for us. All the others are for sharing. Now, public tongues is different to your personal tongues. So if someone brings a message in public, it's usually always louder than everything else, so you know, oh, that's a message in tongues. And someone brings the interpretation, so you end up getting a prophetic word. Tongues interpretation is similar to a prophetic word. That's different. That's for the public body. But if I'm in my kitchen washing the dishes, going, kiara mara shoko koro komo komo mai, that's not for anybody public. That's not for translation even. That's between me and God. That's building me up. That's me going to the spiritual gym. So I'm talking about your personal tongues. It's just for you. It's a gift. If I was to go around the room right now, give everybody a lovely wee box, all wrapped with a lovely ribbon, tied in a bow, and on it said, to Brenda from God, to Adrian from God, to Anne from God. You wouldn't be waiting to the end of the service to open that present. You'd be ripping it open to see what God gave you. I encourage you to rip open the Holy Spirit and use the gifts that he's given us. It makes us strong spiritually. It does us good every time we use it. It can do no harm. It can do no harm, just good. So folks, if it can't harm us and it's only good, why aren't we using it more? Here's the next thing that you need to know about tongues. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. If you speak with the tongues of men or of angels. There's two different kinds of tongues. So tongues can be an angelic language. It's not an earthly language, and it's one that the angels speak. So no one on earth will speak that language. It doesn't come from Bulgaria or Spain or anywhere else. Okay? That's the tongues of angels. And then there's tongues that can be earthly tongues, but it's not a language that we know, so we don't know it naturally. Here's an excellent example of that. When we're doing the Alpha course, this was an example in the Alpha course, and it was Nicky Gumbel and his wife. It was their own little cell group, right? And in that group, one woman started speaking in tongues. Now, she didn't know what her tongues meant. She just started to speak in tongues. And unusually, there was another lady that was in their home group that night, and she could speak Russian. Now, this woman, speaking in tongues, was speaking Russian. So she had tongues of men, but she didn't know it. So God's not going to give me tongues in French, because I can speak a little bit of French, you know, like O-grade French. But he might give me Japanese, because I wouldn't have a clue. So there's tongues that are of angels, an angelic language that's straight from heaven, and there's earthly tongues that someone else might recognize, okay? But you still don't know it. Either way, the fact that you can speak it is supernatural. This woman was not speaking Russian naturally. She was speaking it supernaturally. Okay, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. In the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Now, the amazing thing about this scripture is tongues speaks directly to God. Who wouldn't want that? It's like having the white hot telephone, pick it up, speak directly to God. And we have it. We have that ability. We may not know what we're saying, but God does, because he created it and he's the one that gave us that language. It says no one understands it. So this is the bit that I just absolutely love. So hold on to your seats in case you pop off them. The fact that no one understands it means the enemy does not understand it. So when we speak in tongues, Satan has no translation for it. So you want to overcome the attack of the enemy, overcome him with tongues. Because otherwise he listens to us all the time. You know, I'm scared to do that, I'm anxious, I'm worried, I'm nervous. Oh really, we'll just pile more of that on you than Sandra. But if I'm Kiara Mara Koro Shokumaro Kumo Kumo Kumaro Hondai, he's going, ooh, I'm so frustrated because I don't know what she's saying now. Let's frustrate him. Let's frustrate him all the way back to hell. Okay? By speaking in tongues. Our tongues bypasses all the plans of the enemy. We're one step ahead of him. It's like having a secret code that only God knows. A language, even a love language between us and God. Okay, one more scripture. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays, but my mind is unproductive. Okay, that sounds a wee bit negative, but it's not. It's actually a really positive thing. Tongues is direct communication between our spirit and God's Holy Spirit. It's like putting in one of these Jack and Jill leads that you get for the computer. All of a sudden, we're communicating directly with God's Holy Spirit. But it doesn't engage our mind, so we can use it when our mind does not know what to pray. When we've run out of ideas and we've run out of English or Bulgarian, okay, so we've run out of what we want to say, speak in tongues and the Holy Spirit takes over. The benefit of tongues are endless, more powerful than we will ever know. And the Holy Spirit is our secret weapon and tongues is the trigger that sets it off. If we don't know the power we have, it's time we did and it's time we started using it. Don't let a weapon of power sit in the driveway of our lives, gathering dust. You know, we just dust it occasionally. Bring it out once in a blue moon at Pentecost and put it away again. God empowered us at Pentecost, and his spirit has never left us. Never. Folks, it's time to break up our fallow ground and let rivers of living water flow when we speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues allows life to flow. Speaking in tongues allows power to flow. God's done all the hard work for us. All we need to do is open our mouth and speak. That's it. That's all we need to do. Father, I just want to ask the worship team to come up right now, and I'm just going to finish with a wee prayer.